Hello, and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 13th of April, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by markets reporter Stephen McGinn. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, David. Great to be here again.
This week's podcast will be over the U.S. ethanol market and the recent suggestion by U.S. President Donald Trump to allow E15 gasoline sales year-round. Stephen, could you give us a brief definition? What's the difference between E10, E15 gasoline? What's it mean for farmers and refiners?
So the number represents the percent blend into the nation's gasoline pool. E10 is 10% by volume, and E15 is 15% by volume. So right now, the U.S. only allows E15 during the wintertime, but the move would allow the use of E15 year-round.
Can you catch us up on the reactions from the last week?
Yeah, we'll circle back to what happened last week, which essentially is kind of like a 1-2 punch to the U.S. ethanol producers. China said they're going to slap an additional tariff on U.S.-produced ethanol, and that came on the heels of a trade war. And while that talk has kind of calmed down this week, there was the bigger news related to the ethanol market and the renewable fuel standard was that there were some U.S. refiners that were granted waiver for showing hardship and were granted exemption to compliance with the RFS.
And what was the reaction from the American fuel and petrochemical manufacturers?
Well, the AFPM welcomed the refiner exemptions. Obviously, the ethanol in the gasoline pool represents a share of their market, but at the same time, you might have to just doubt what anyone really says simply because ethanol is very cheap, and if refiners are buying it at the rack and blending it in there, they're getting a very cheap octane. So refiners can produce sub 87 octane and then splash the ethanol in the gasoline, which ethanol is like a 113 octane rating. And so refiners are buying cheap octane. And if you look at market prices at the moment, octane is very expensive.
Do automakers share the same sentiment as the AFPM?
Well, automakers are kind of caught in the middle here, as it would be. They're obviously the end use for the product. But at the same time, if you'll remember AFPM, the annual meeting last month, where GM basically is going to be pushing a higher octane requirement for the engine, a 95 RON. So the AFPM believes that a transition from the RFS to a fuel neutral 95 octane performance could be the solution to address the needs of all the stakeholders, including the corn lobby. But the transportation fuel policy is pretty much at a crossroads.
And in terms of outcomes, there's a lot of different ways this could go. What's the best case scenario for refiners and then the best case scenario for the farmers?
I mean, it's obvious the farmers would like to see E15 be granted into the pool, especially if the exports to China are going to be restricted or at least slow down. We've got to find an outlet for this corn because ethanol is at a record production rate. And we are consuming a lot more gasoline than we were, over the last couple of years or so. Our demand has really kind of picked up. But, I think we should probably expect Scott Pruitt and the EPA to side with the refiners to dilute the RFS. And in all honesty, I would imagine that's where the Donald's going to look as well, siding with Big Oil.
Thanks for the update, Stephen.
Thank you for having me, David.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you'd like more information on the ethanol market or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.